Hello and welcome to Whitley Penn Talks. This is Whitley Penn Cares, our special podcast series that focuses on local tax exempt organizations. I'm joined here today with Natalie Young Williams, the executive director of Tarrant 2 and 3 Partnership, or Fort Worth Cradle to Career. Hi, Natalie. Welcome on to the podcast.
Hello, Emily. Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. I'm so excited that you wanted to join us today. Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about T3?
Well, before I dive into that, I just want to say that I truly enjoy how Whitley Penn invests in the nonprofit sector, and I have loved attending the nonprofit Lunch and Learns for leaders. We get so much valuable information and can deepen the connection to community. And that's a really good segue, I think, into T3 and what T3 is all about and how we approach building that strong connected community to support our students. And the core of our mission is to ensure that students find their best fit pathway or credential in high school or college, and that leads to a family-sustaining wage career.
That's such a wonderful segue into what we're going to talk about today. So can you tell us about your role at the organization and what you specifically bring to the table for them?
So T3 was founded about 4 years ago, and I have been with the organization for a little over 2.5 years. I think what I like to say that I bring most is just this vibrance and zest for education. I have always been a champion for students and increasing opportunities for students, and our tagline is clear pathways to bright futures. And that is what I truly live and breathe. I have an amazing team. We have a dynamic team. We're at a very pivotal stage in our nonprofit life cycle. We are going from growth to maturity, so well out of the startup phase, and people are beginning to see who we are and the work that we're doing, and great partnerships with districts. So we've expanded from Fort Worth ISD to Crowley ISD, Castleberry ISD, and Arlington ISD. And with our partnership with the Mayor's Council, we're continuing to realize our vision for being all across Tarrant County with the expansion of 10 other partner districts through the work of the Mayor's Council.
You mentioned that you began about 4 years ago. So for those of you who need a little help with some quick math, they really truly got started in the heart of COVID and then grew during those first couple of years. But when you came on board, the growth was just explosive. It kind of surpassed what anyone really envisioned and really quickly moved out of a young startup tax exempt organization to just an absolute powerhouse throughout the county.
Well, and Emily, you've seen it firsthand. So in your work with us, you have certainly seen the growth and helped us navigate through a lot of those transitions. But you're exactly right. You know, we started in the pandemic, and I give it to the team who was there with us in the beginning. I can't imagine advising and trying to mentor students in the middle of the pandemic. We were all trying to figure out how to manage, you know, Zoom calls and have a connection. So when I came on board, it was a little bit after we were coming out of the pandemic. And for the first time, some of our staff members were seeing each other in person. Like, I think they had only seen each other in person a couple of times, and most of the staff was hired and had to do the hiring virtually. So in that time, we've come together. We really looked at how do we develop and deepen our design and partnership with our districts and create those positive outcomes for students. And I think when we were originally looking at, you know, T3, and we can see the full impact of parents being engaged and students having agency and voice and businesses coming together to create those opportunities. So it's a much broader ecosystem here in Fort Worth to stand up these layers of support for our students.
Absolutely. So what sparked your interest in education?
So you always have a family story, right? And sure. It is going to be my mother. So my mother was a long-time educator. I'm a recovering attorney. So I started in the legal profession, and I was passionate about that, but something in me always gravitated towards education, and instilled in me from when I was young is that education is truly the door to opportunity, and it gives you that power of choice. So as you look at education through the lens of the power of possibilities, you can truly navigate and chart that course for your future. And I think the connection to T3 and that continuum of support that spans more than a decade, it starts in middle school with parents and their students and unlocking the power of possibilities and seeing all of the choices that they have, and they can design the future that they choose. Like, what is the lifestyle you want? How do you want to live? And having those conversations with students took me right back to the conversations I would have with my mother. It wasn't so much you're going to college, that kind of was a given, but I would say that she started out with, what are you passionate about? And what is it that you truly want to do, you know, with your life? And so part of our advising model is helping to connect students to what they're passionate about, seeing those dreams become a tangible reality through our program.
I love that. And I think so much of what you do is take what is such a true blessing for so many students and give it to more students who might not be in a position to have as much of that support naturally without what you guys are doing in the community. So a lot of what you're doing and you've talked about so far is sort of bridging a gap between education and then employment in Tarrant County. I think this is such an interesting concept and something that a lot of our listeners will probably be very sparked by. Can you speak directly to that initiative and what steps you're taking to bridge the gap between education and employment?
One of our big champions and partners in this work is JPMorgan Chase. And so I worked with JPMorgan Chase and the team there and their Force for Good team to figure out, how do we unlock the doors of opportunity and grow this workforce pipeline? Fort Worth is growing and we need to keep up with the pace. Mayor Parker has charted this bold vision for the city of Fort Worth, and we want to stand up in partnership with the mayor and with business and industry and districts and parents and families and create an opportunity to bridge that. One of the things that we learned is that there are so many new jobs and emerging jobs that many of the students who rely on maybe their neighborhoods for exposure to those opportunities, because 100% of the students won't have access to internships or apprenticeships, even though we wish they would. We want them to see those possibilities. So we created a platform called T3 Pathways to Careers, where students actually begin in middle school when they have to select their endorsement. I don't know how parents and students do that, but we're leaning in to help them. So in middle school, when they select their endorsement, we want them to see all of those possibilities. So creating a platform where they can explore from their cell phone or computer in their own time. And then from there, making those connections to the future that they want and desire. But the other piece of that is bringing in industry. So creating those industry profiles and connecting with major partners in in-demand careers that need growth and are relying on this pipeline, so that the 5,000 students that are in health sciences or the 4,000 of students that are in manufacturing, logistics, or construction can see there are real jobs here in Fort Worth that I can step into, and I can connect that to the family-sustaining wage or the lifestyle that I want. So that's at the heart of the platform, and we're excited. We're just getting started, and this upcoming school year will be a big year for us, for parents to explore, for students to make those dreams become a reality, and for industry partners to see that pipeline of students ready to work.
Amazing. So many good things going on. So let's talk about upcoming initiatives. Do you have any new initiatives to share with the community?
Well, 2025 will mark the year of the graduate. I mentioned that we've been in existence for 4 years, so we'll be starting our fifth year. Our first year we had cohort one, which 2021 was our first group of seniors that entered 4 year college. And so next May 2025, we will have those freshmen that came in 2021 graduating from college. So this whole year, leading up to that, we will be celebrating, you know, the students that will be graduating with four-year degrees and all the students that have come before them graduating with their associates and credentials. So it's a big celebration and a huge milestone for T3. So very excited and passionate about that.
That is so incredible. Year of the graduate. What a fun way to celebrate such a huge accomplishment for so many of those students. So how could we get more involved with T3?
Well, we are always in need of partners, and partners at all kinds of levels. Partners, if you have been a retired teacher and want to mentor a student and help them find their best fit pathway, we're always looking, you know, for mentors. Industry partners, if you have real challenges in filling your entry-level positions, we want to partner with you and we want to support growing that pipeline. With the Mayor's Council and that partnership, we have 12 districts that are part of the greater city of Fort Worth partnership, including for T3, Arlington ISD. So we know the number of students that are graduating out of those major industry clusters. So if you have open opportunities, we want to partner with you and create those opportunities for students. There's always opportunities to volunteer and certainly attend our event that's in the making, the Year of the Graduate.
That's wonderful. So do you have any sort of plans for Year of the Graduate that you can spill the beans on today?
So what we have committed to is making it a true celebration and featuring all of the amazing talents of our students. So we want it to be more than just a graduation, but a celebration of those that are going into their college career and then those that are also graduating from it. So know that it will be very student-centric, student-focused, and a fun and amazing opportunity for everyone to come together as a community and celebrate all of our great students and their accomplishments.
So neat. If we wanted to learn more about T3, where would you send us?
I would say the best way to learn more about T3 and our initiative is to go to our website, t3partnership.org. But if you want to follow all that we're up to and the ways that we are collaborating and working with the community, you can follow us on LinkedIn at T3 Partnership. You can follow us on other social media channels as well. I try to give shout outs on my LinkedIn profile, so would love to have you follow there as well.
Your LinkedIn is incredibly active and you have a lot of pictures, which makes it a lot more fun to follow. So it's a really good follow if you are looking to add someone on LinkedIn. So we just really appreciate you taking time to come towards the end of the school year to come out and visit with us and tell us more about T3. Such a wonderful opportunity for some people to maybe get plugged in with mentoring or upcoming Year of the Graduate, or even just if they have career opportunities to connect with T3. We'd like for you all to follow this on LinkedIn and on our social media and reshare it if you enjoy the content. We appreciate you joining us on the Whitley Penn Cares podcast today. Thanks again, Natalie.
Thank you.